It's 7:13 now on this Tuesday morning. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. Right next to Party City, we got donuts from Joe's Cafe, six locations across the East Bank, West Bank, Metairie, Tarrytown, Two and Marrero, West Bank, Wego, and Gretna. So have some donuts, coffee. We got free World War II museum tickets, and the most important thing is the experts that are standing by to help walk you through the Medicare enrollment process, because it can be daunting. Today is the first day of the annual enrollment period. You need to make a selection, even if you are already enrolled, and if not, they can help walk you through the process. Dr. B will be here as well at 8:15, and you know we love talking to him. Ali Cosell joins us now to talk about the Pelicans. Ali is a credentialed writer and reporter, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ali?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well. Pelicans regular season basketball is almost here.
Yeah, how about the Pelicans preseason? How do they look so far?
You know, there's been positives and negatives. That's probably the best way to put it. Zion, he looks fantastic. He looks like he's ready for the regular season. The rest of the team, it's coming along to where, okay, they're rebounding the ball. You wondered how would they do playing a lot smaller so far through two games. They look like they'll be able to hold their own. The biggest problem has been too many turnovers, and, of course, they're not making all their three-point shots. But the positive is, of course, they're taking a lot more. So, like I said, you've got positive and negatives. They could very well be 2-0. But, again, we know preseason doesn't mean anything. Finally, we're going to get to see Brandon Ingram. That's probably the biggest news of the day today. He's going to play in the final preseason game. And you want to see how, you know, this group looks, because this is the group, outside of Trey Murphy, who's injured, is going to look to start the season.
Tell me why they held Brandon Ingram out. Is that for injury or just to save him?
Yeah, both sides decided it would be best, right? He's coming off a summer where he did actually a lot of rehab on his knee, which he injured towards the end of the regular season last season in a game against the Orlando Magic, right? He didn't look like himself in the playoffs. So he said he spent about 2.5 or so months rehabbing that knee over the summer, and he just doesn't want to push it too hard. And this is a guy who typically, Tommy, even when he's healthy, doesn't play in all the preseason games. There's a lot of players around the league, star players around the league, who do this consistently.
So they lost a couple of preseason games, right, in Florida because of the storms. Is that going to have any effect on anything?
You kind of wish that they would have had at least another preseason game, right? Last game against the Miami Heat, they had 24 turnovers, only 19 assists. So they look like a team, honestly, that's not there. They're not all on the same page. They were having trouble even catching the ball. And Willie Green even admitted they're rusty. They just haven't played enough games. So you just wonder, right, to start a regular season where, you know, once that first game happens, then you're playing just about every other day. You just hope that they're ready for it.
So Zion looking good, trim, and he's working on a mid-range jump shot?
Yeah, he claims he's going to shoot the ball more when he's not close to or next to the rim. And this is something that he has honestly said now for a couple of years. To say he says he's very hesitant because he just knows that he can get in closer where, you know, when you get closer, the percentages will go up because it's an easier shot. But he's really dedicated to shooting that mid-range shot. And we saw that, right? In the game of Miami Heat, he put his head down, looked like he was going to drive to the rim. Even surprised the Miami Heat players. Then he just pulled up on his own from the free throw line. That's typically not how he's even shot those shots in the past. So you hope to see more of it, right? It's going to be less pounding on his body. He's going to make the defenses be more honest to where they can't all five men go running in front of the rim trying to stop him. If he can do that consistently, Tommy, that's going to really open up the lanes, plus for the rest of his teammates. So, yeah, we've been saying you've got to add something in your game. And hopefully this is going to be the season that he does it.
What can we look for with Herb Jones playing center?
Yeah, that's probably the most interesting thing. Daniel Tice so far has started both of the games. But, right, Brandon Ingram's not been playing. Trey Murphy's been hurt. So it's hard to get a gauge on just how much Herb Jones is going to play center. Obviously, he's undersized, Tommy. He stands 6'8", doesn't weigh even more than, you know, 215 pounds, 220 pounds. And when you're going up against seven-footers that are always usually in excess of 250 pounds, that's a huge disadvantage. But Herb Jones has some experience doing this on and off over the last 3 years. I remember especially a couple of years ago when they had you know, they had just drafted Dyson Daniels, and he was able to play off the ball. And the Pelicans, when they wanted to play small, because Herb Jones is so versatile, right? Brandon Ingram isn't known as a defender, Zion neither. So for them to play center was a much difficult ask. But for Herb, it's kind of, you know, something he's done, especially in college. So I remember him having success against Nikola Jokic, the Denver Nuggets, when the Pelicans went small. You just wonder, like I said, can he also handle these guys enough? It's fortunate tonight, today's game, they don't go, right, teams don't go through their centers throwing the ball in the post like they used to with Shaquille O'Neal and other bigs in the past. But you just wonder, can he keep people off the boards, right? I mean, when you're that small, it's hard to, even though you're trying to box out, keep your opponent away from the rim on those rebounds, it's hard to do when you're giving up that much size. So it's going to be an experiment, right?
I would think durability would be a concern too, right, throughout the season with the size disadvantage?
I'm sorry, say that again, Tommy.
Durability would be a concern with the size disadvantage throughout the season.
That's the biggest concern. I mean, Herb Jones has missed some games because he's gotten beaten up before. And you don't want – that's why the Pelicans don't want to play Zion at center, to say he will play some center minutes, but you don't want to have him banging down. That's why Anthony Davis for years didn't want to play it, and that's why he's always an injury riddle, has had an injury riddle career. You know, it's just tough ask. But the Pelicans' best seven players, Tommy, they're all, you know, wings and guards. And in order for you to get as many of them out there for as long as possible, you're going to have to play a lot of small ball. Now, the upside, of course, is on offense, you're going to have all these slower guys, these bigger guys trying to stay with you. And usually that doesn't work either, right? How many times Golden State has done it and these other small teams. So it's a give and take.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Ollie Cosell about the Pelicans, a credentialed NBA writer that covers the Pels. We'll talk about Peyton coming back to town, not the one you think, a different one. We're going to talk about DeJounte Murray fitting in and more. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center. Come on over. We've got coffee and donuts for you. You can find out everything you need to know about the Medicare annual open enrollment period. Seminars coming up at 10 and 1. Absolutely free. No obligation, no cost, no nothing like that. And we even have free World War II tickets for you. So a lot coming up. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:26, back with Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Tommy Tucker, WWL, live at the People's Health Medicare Center. Today is the first day of the annual open enrollment period, so don't wait. Come on out. Now's the time to come in. We've got people standing by waiting to help you. We got donuts. We got coffee. We got World War II museum tickets. And, of course, we do have Ollie Cosell. I talked about Peyton returning to town. Not Sean, but Alfred, who played with the Pelicans back in the day and actually has, I think, a Hornets fleur-de-lis tattoo, does he not?
Yes, he does. Yes, very good memory, Tommy. Yeah, it's a sort of a reunion for Alfred Payton, who's honestly on the downside of his career, as everybody knows, but he's trying to latch on somewhere. And I thought he played really well in the fourth quarter of the last game. He played the entirety of the quarter, had seven assists, and he really led the team from where, you know, by time when he entered the game, they were trailing close to, by 20 points, but they had a chance to win in the end, largely because, like I said, he organized the offense, got people in the right places, and found some players for easy shots. And that's something they weren't really able to do the entire game until he came in.
Talk about DeJounte Murray. How's he been fitting in? What have we seen so far?
Yeah, that's the one area where I wish the Pelicans had a few more games on the slate before the games start to count. He looks like, you know, when he's out there, he's trying to get everybody else going first. And you could see it in the last game where he didn't look for his shot at all in the first, what, maybe 5-6 minutes. But once C.J. McCollum sat down, once Zion Williamson went down for his first break, and he was on the floor alone with none of those other big three or four, if you include Brandon Ingram, then that's when he started looking for a shot. So you can kind of tell when he's turning the switch on, off, And that just doesn't really work in the NBA because things move so fast. You want to always find the right shot, but you're always, when you're moving the ball, you're making sure, of course, you're not turning it over and things like that. So, yeah, I would say, Tommy, that while he looks good, right, once they sat down, he immediately hit like three shots in a row from the mid-range, and he shows that he can get by his defender at any time. And defensively, he looks fantastic, too, tipping the number of balls. He's going to help on the rebounding glass, because he can get up high. And that's what one thing the Pelicans do have. They've got a lot of young, small guys, but they all can, you know, jump up there and grab the basketball, and he's one of them. So there's a lot of things that you like, but like I said, it's just the chemistry isn't there yet.
Real quick, Trey Murphy, what do we know about him?
Yeah, how so long Trey is Murphy, he's been shooting in practices, not still stance shots, but actual jump shots, so that bodes well. But again, we're not going to have an official update from the Pelicans on when he's going to be able to return until pretty much maybe next week, right when the first regular season game on Wednesday is supposed to happen. We always thought he'd miss a handful of games, and it looks like that's going to be the case. But at least it was a mild hamstring strain.
Thank you, Ali. Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Of course, we got Pelicans basketball for you tonight as the Pels take on the Rockets in Houston. Pregame 6:30, tip-off at 7. That's on the Big 870 WWL AM. While the Pels are on 870 AM, we'll continue with regular programming sports talk, followed by the Saints Hour on WWL FM 105.3, WWL.com, and streaming live on the Odyssey app. So you got it all here on WWL, your station for the Saints and the Pels and LSU football. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Alex Hammerstone about a Gmail account takeover and another hacking thing that went on. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. Come get some free World War II museum tickets, coffee, donuts, and find out all about Medicare's annual open enrollment period. Right now, time for WWL First News. It is currently 7:46, 14 till 8. We got free World War II tickets for you, and we're waiting to talk to Alex Hammerstone with TrustedSec. He's the Director of Advisory Solutions. There was a cyber attack on a water plant that happened last week, and it always makes you concerned about how vulnerable the infrastructure is in the United States and also different water plants, electricity, et cetera, to cyber attacks. And I think that's one of the big threats that this country faces. And you wonder how many times people are cyber attacked and pay ransom without us knowing about it because they don't want to make themselves susceptible to more of it, right? So when Alex comes on, we'll talk to him about that. Also about this new deal that's going on with a Gmail scam that's going on. They call it a Gmail account takeover scam where you get a notification to approve a Gmail account recovery attempt, but then you get a call about 40 minutes later, then the ID shows it as Google, but it's all a scam, so you got to be aware of that. And Mike Knight is going to join us now while we wait for Alex Hammerstone with People's Health. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, man. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. This is an amazing setup y'all have here. For people that don't know about the Medicare Center, tell us what is waiting for them.
So this is a great place for them to come. There's a lot of people here that can answer questions about Medicare in general, about people's health plans in particular. It's a good resource, and we're right here on Veterans, easy access, great parking.
Why is October 15th? Such an important day.
Kickoff day. It's kind of like the NFL season starting. You know, this is our time of year where people can make changes. You can enroll in plans. You can change plans. And so it's an exciting day for us.
I tried to help a neighbor navigate their way through this, and it was, and we're getting ready to talk about internet security, half of which I understand, the other half I don't. And when it came to this going through this Medicare site with Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, what this covers, what that doesn't cover, donut holes, not like the kind we're eating here, but the donut holes and the coverage and all that, I couldn't make head or tails of it. And he eventually came here, and that helped, and you all helped him out and get through it. Do you find that a lot of times people come in and they tried to do it themselves and are just completely befuddled by the whole process?
All the time. Yeah, we get a deer in the headlights a lot of times here. And that's, you know, coming in here is a good way to find out what's right for you and, more importantly, what's not right for you.
And the other thing is that even if you are already enrolled, you have to do something. You can't just default to what happened before, right? Don't you have to make an election or not?
No, you can stay in what you have. This year, more than any.
But do you have to actively do something?
No.
I was wrong about that.
Yeah,
right?
If you're happy with your plan, it will automatically roll over, which most people do. But they can. This is definitely a year you want to look at your plans and see, because there's been some changes to Medicare that they want to really look at their plans, see what they're doing for next year, and this is the start of it.
Changes to the Medicare plan from the government.
Correct.
Not to be confused with the Medicare Advantage plan, which is what People's Health is.
Correct. But People's Health and all health plans are reacting to what Medicare has mandated that we do.
Well, let's talk about some of the Medicare changes when we come back at 7:50. We're talking to Mike Knight with People's Health. Here later on, too, we'll talk to him. Today is October 15th. You heard Mike say it. It's like kickoff of the NFL season. But for Medicare, you understand all of this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? How long did it take you to grasp all of this?
I've been doing this 27 years.
Okay, well, maybe after then I would understand it. But all right, we'll take a break for traffic. More when we return here at the People's Health Medicare Center. All right, 7:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're live here at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie, right next to Party City, pretty close to Causeway Boulevard. Dr. B is going to be with us after the break, our friend. We always talk to him on Thursdays. Right now we're talking to Mike Knight with People's Health about just, I guess, pretty much what People's Health is. Tell us about it, if you will.
Yeah, thank you. So People's Health, we a Medicare Advantage plan in Louisiana. We were founded in 1994, and we currently serve more than 110,000 members in Louisiana. Primary focus is helping people with Medicare enjoy the best health possible. And it's also why our Medicare health team provides personalized care and attention to members.
Tell me about the United Healthcare family of plans and how People's Health is a part of that.
So we were partnered with in 2017 with United Healthcare, and basically it's been a great relationship. It helps us to better support our members. We're proud to provide the resources and experience of a national company and a high touch customer service of a local organization.
And when I was just going to say, when people come in here, what can they expect to happen?
So this service center,
and this is really what you do, right? I mean, you would be talking to people.
Yeah, absolutely. If they want to come by, we got a bunch of people here that can answer questions. If they're members, we have member service reps. If they're interested in the plans, myself, we have four or five other people here that can definitely see if the plans are right for them.
And there's no obligation or anything. You just want to walk them through parts A, B, C, and D, and all that stuff, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. You know, the first thing we tell them is, you know, if you have 100 questions, bring them. We're happy to answer them for you, because that's what will help you decide what's right for you.
How did you get started doing this? Because you're a relatively young guy.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you look like it. I don't know. I didn't check your ID or anything.
Appearances can be deceiving. So I actually started it right when in 97. And People's Health had only been around for 4 years. And it was an intriguing change. I was in the restaurant business before this. And it was a nice Monday through Friday job instead of a 24/7 job.
So how do you wrap – how long did it take you to wrap your mind about all this? Because Dr. B's explained it to me a dozen times already, and I still don't get it. I don't understand what – why or where it is. It seems like it's so convoluted. There could be a simpler way to do this, but apparently not. I don't know. How long did it take you to understand all this?
Probably about 6 months of intensive study. Yeah. There's a book that they send out to new Medicare recipients called the Medicare and You book. I suggest reading it multiple times and then throwing it away and then trying to figure it out.
Okay. So there's your advice. Read it a couple of times, try to understand it, and then dispose of it.
Dispose of it and come here and ask questions.
All right. And come here to People's Health Center. That's where you're. All right. Well, we'll get Mike. We'll talk to Dr. B.
Thank you.
When we come back, we are at the People's Health Medicare Center. That's some advice there. I'll tell you what. Read it. 6 months, you said, study it. How long?
It took me probably 6 months.
6 months, yeah. Read it and then throw it away and then come into People's Health.
Come on in.
I would suggest maybe not even doing that, just throwing it away and coming into People's Health. Don't forget LSU taking on the Razorbacks Saturday in Arkansas. WWL coverage starts at 2 o'clock. You can join Mike Dettillier, Herb Tyler, former Tiger quarterback for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, that's presented by MAP Construction. Always.